Welcome to WeTel Talks. WeTel is a community for developers, and WeTel Talks is a live audio stream. This is a recorded episode from the live stream. We invite inspiring techies from all over the world to meet, host talks, and discuss the latest in tech. My name is Charlotte Holman, and I'm the founder of WeTel. In this episode, we meet Benjamin and Edwin from Bemlo. They will talk about the non-code tool Retool and how they managed to build their entire back office over a weekend. They will also share the pros and cons of using a non-code tool. All right, so today with us we have Edwin Fernqvist, who is a tech lead and co-founder at Bemlo, and Benjamin Wei, who is CEO and co-founder at Bemlo. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. So today we're going to talk about the topic that you recreated your back office in the tool Retool. But first of all, we want to know a bit about your background. So if you start, Benjamin.
Yeah, absolutely. So, before I was working with Bemlo, I built a consultancy of 30 developers called OX and a CEO, and grew it from one developer to 30. And before that, I was working with a recruitment tool called Kattis, and selling that on the Swedish market.
Oh, I have used Kattis, by the way.
Nice.
What part did you play there?
The recruitment tool. So before I started Kattis, there was like a Prodigy for the recruitment part, but I basically launched it on the Swedish market.
Ooh. Okay, cool.
So so cool that you've used it. And basically at the end of my time as CEO at OX, I was researching a lot about why we're missing so many nurses and doctors within the healthcare in Sweden. And I found out, among other things, that 8% of nurses have the qualifications to work within healthcare, but decide to not to because of the working conditions. That 60% of these could actually consider coming back if the working conditions were improved or they got a better salary. And at this time, I met up with Alfred and Fritjof, who had like a working prototype, and I saw potential in this. And since this spring, we've been building Bemlo together and been doing pretty great. Mm.
Yes, Alfred and Fritjof being the other founding members of Bemlo. I'm Edwin. I have been programming since I was 12 years old, and found Bemlo while studying at KTH. And I got in contact with Benjamin, Alfred and Fritjof and the rest, and saw that it was a very interesting company. And since then, I've worked on the product, building it and launching it, and making sure that it is the best it can be for our users. And Bemlo is application or a website pretty similar to WeTel, but we approach nurses and doctors and help them find better working conditions and better jobs.
That's a great idea. We have a lot in common. So you founded the company 6 months ago.
We founded the company a bit more than a year ago. Mm. And but I joined officially in this spring.
Right. And it is since the spring that we've been fully committed and making sure that the company grows and really invested all our time into it.
Yeah, great. And how many are you today?
We are 7 today, looking for more.
And we're looking to hire developers for both our back end and front end, but mostly front end right now. Want to work on a product that actually makes a difference in our healthcare system, and a difference in the lives of so many nurses and doctors.
Great, so yeah, let's start with sales pitch to our developer community. How you're quite a tech-savvy team, yeah. As I understood. You all, the founders, have a technical background.
That's correct.
So you must love
tech, and what can I expect if I start as a front-end developer?
Well, you get to work on a very modern tech stack. We are using TypeScript on both our backend and front-end, using React and Gatsby for front-end, and Nest.js with GraphQL on the back-end. So you will really be working with new technology and in a team that actually understand what problems you will face in as a developer. You will never have to talk to someone who doesn't understand the technical problems when you're discussing how to make the product better. And we're all very invested in making sure that we use the best technologies and have a good time developing and a good environment when doing that.
And I would also chime in there to say that we solve very complicated problems at Bemlo, and it is important that we also get inspiration on how to solve these, and therefore we have very strong culture of traveling to new places and working from there. So this summer we traveled together to Lugano, Lake Como, I mean, and we worked from there for 2 weeks with the site of the Crystal Blue lake outside, and we had so-called swim-ups or instead of stand-ups in the mornings. So yeah, that's a bit about what the culture at Bemlo.
Oh, that is humble bragging. We're jealous here at WeTel. Cool. And so you have four founders. What do the other three do?
Alfred and Fridtjof, they study at each of their own universities. So Alfred studies at Harvard and Fridtjof studies at ETH, learning the latest that science can provide so we can build the very best product at Bemlo.
Great. And so how many developers are you looking for? It was three or...?
Three developers, I think, is a good start. We want to make sure that we are... well, currently I'm working full-time. We have a back-end programmer called Elias, which is currently focusing mainly on the back-end and how we structure our data. So we're looking to take in at least one full-time front-end and one full-stack. So it would be two full-stack, one front-end, one back-end, and maybe another front-end as well. So three more.
Mm. Mm. And what type of like technical challenges can you face at Bemlo?
Well, one of the technical challenges we are currently looking to face, which isn't really a problem right now, is how to scale a product for different languages, different market conditions, and even more users in different situations. We're also, well, maybe not a technical difficulty per se, but still one that very much involves the development team, is how to make sure that the communication flows well between the companies and the users. So we want to make sure that the users can come into contact with as many offers and companies as possible while still maintaining their integrity and making sure that they don't get too many calls, etc. And we're looking at different communication solutions for that, which are very interesting, and I learned a lot just researching those.
But this sounds exactly like WeTel. We have the exact same... I asked the question to my UX designer today. I was like, how do we match them, but it shouldn't be spammy for them, etc. We can talk later after the podcast. Okay, interesting. And then we're going to talk a bit about Retool. You had a great experience, and you're not sponsored by Retool in any means. So tell us, what is Retool?
Well, Retool is a low-code slash no-tool, a no-code tool that's let you build applications pretty quickly using drag-and-drop elements. So, for example, we rebuilt our entire back office in Retool over a weekend, and has since built it out to include much more functionality than was originally included in our custom-built React app. And well, they have a bunch of pre-built components, and you can build your own as well, and then connect them with very little code. Connect them to your database, to your backend, using their pre-built queries, and well, it's a very, very simple way to build something that will save everyone at the company a lot of time without actually spending that much developing time building it. The way it's structured it also makes it very easy to improve it continuously with everyone at the company involved. You don't have to be that tech savvy to really get into it and start playing with it yourself.
And I think it's important to mention as well, I mean, there are other no-code tools out there, but it's interesting to talk about how far these no-code tools have come and how useful they are now to every department.
Yeah, I'm sure there are many alternatives, and we haven't really tested them, so I can't say anything about them. But I can say that I'm continuously impressed by how much you can actually do with very little code.
And funny enough, we have the exact same problems at WeTown. So we have a huge super admin. So, you know, the matching part between developers and jobs, that's quite simple, actually. But most of our development goes into our super admin, where we, you know, see all our statistics, users, companies, everything like that. And it's a lot of data that you need to work with. So I completely understand your problem. And how did you decide, like, okay, this is becoming like a big problem. Can we solve it with a tool?
Well, we started looking into it when Bemlo started to grow very quickly. We needed more people to handle the users that were coming onto the platform. And we also needed a better way to like display and manage them as well. Because when we only had a few every day, there was no problem. You had time to actually make sure that they got into contact with the right companies on the same day. But then we started to need to collaborate. And we were looking to either almost rebuild our entire React app from the ground up and include tables and more note-taking and all these other extra features that were needed but pretty clumpy to implement. And then we already had used Retool for simple, like you said, like analytics, see what kind of result we were getting. And so we said, well, let's just try to build it in Retool. And we were actually on one of our offsites. We were at a nice house in the middle of the
Archipelago.
Oh, here we go again with the traveling.
we have a few contacts. So we were there and I spent the entire weekend just rebuilding it. And what we got was the exact same application. We could do exactly the same things, but then we could do even more. So we had notes and that's built into Retool and really was just one drag and drop connecting it to the ID. And I managed to implement tagging and assigning and all this other stuff that made it super easy to work, no matter if you were one or five people actually managing these users coming onto the platform. And since then, we probably rebuilt it 2 times from the ground up, just in order to keep track of when we replaced our backend, when we moved to GraphQL, etc. And it's been pretty pain-free. And every time we wanted to do something, we just did it without worrying that much.
Yeah, I want to see your platform now because we need these type of things. And just like, you know, how do I get started? Do you like hook it up to your React app in some way or?
Yeah, so you have to create, if you want to integrate with your backend, you will create a resource and that resource handles the authentication and it keeps track of all the URLs and I have it well turned to GraphQL. So when I then start creating these queries, I can save it in my query library and I say, well, this is the query I want. This is the data I'm expecting. And then you hook it up to a table. So in the easiest form, I could display every single lead from the last week with just a simple query into a table and really only like one line of code. I'm not sure if that really explained it.
Yeah, so we have MongoDB.
Yeah.
We don't really do queries. We have Node Express, we have Mongoose. This might be like too technical if someone non-technical is listening, but we don't do like MySQL queries. And can I use it?
I'm pretty sure, very sure. Yeah, I'm 100% sure that the Retool has support for MongoDB from the start. So you just choose MongoDB, and then I'm not really sure how it works, but you can do the same querying you would do on your backend or from your app. We often use our backend as a layer in between in order to really filter the data, but then we can reuse the same functions we use for our normal websites.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And is it like on the user interface, so to speak? Is it sort of like a iframe, or is it that you log in to Retool and there you have your stuff and connected to the API, or is it like at your web page?
No, great question. So there are different solutions, and for larger organizations you can have like at premise, but for I think most companies, and especially we do just fine, we log into Retool and we have developer view, where you are in Retool, but you have access to all these components and can edit. You have a small code editor in order to write this glue code. You have access to all the queries, etc. And then you have one user view, where you can see a list of all the applications, and then you log into the application from Retool. So I would say for most people, it would be at Retool, but it's very easy to just log in, and you can use the same authentication as you use on your normal dashboard.
Great, what does it cost?
Well, there's some free tier.
And you don't work for Retool, we just have to say that.
We are huge fans because it has saved us a ton of money. I think it's $10 for a user for the lowest tier. And just the many, many hours that saved us in development time, well, that's a pretty simple equation to solve. But yeah, you're more on the economic side.
I don't know, check Retool's website.
Okay, very cool. So what type of modules did you use, and what worked the best, and was it something that did not work at all?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing worked at all, but you have to plan, because, well, it's the way it's built, you can understand that it's not very efficient. So you don't want to do a lot of heavy lifting on the front end. You want to make sure that all the calculations, if you want to fetch a lot of information, that's done on the server, and you just display the results on Retool. So what we noticed was, as our applications began to grow in complexity, for example, our statistics page, we started wanting to get a lot of very detailed information about how different parts of Pamela was performing. The application got really slow, and we have to start, and also very hard to manage, because you don't have TypeScript or support for a lot of the normal tools you have when you're writing code in something like Visual Studio or something. So we started moving that to the backend, and it kind of defeats the purpose of like no code, low code applications, but still you cannot expect it to just understand what you want to actually know. But the thing you save a lot of time on is just dropping these UI elements and connecting them to each other. So just a button here, a button there. And I can say that no application we built in the UI part has been too complex. Everything has worked, and you can use list views. And I think the thing I like most are just the tables, because you get a super nice view of the information, easy customizable, and easy to work with.
Okay, right. So it seems like there's a lot of pros. Do you think there are any cons?
Well, I think the pros outweigh the cons. But I mean, it's developing. They're still developing it, and you can notice, because sometimes suddenly there's a feature you didn't know was there before, and something isn't working the way it was working before, which sometimes break things in quite unexpected ways. So just this week, suddenly there were no new users in our table, and it was because somehow the way strings were interpreted had changed as like defaults for input fields. So it was searching for double quotes and wasn't finding anything, when really there was supposed to be an empty string there. So that kind of unexpected behavior can happen sometimes.
So they changed it, basically.
Yeah, they changed it.
Okay, and didn't say anything.
No. And they have all these different versioning. And I think it might be possible to use them to like stop the app from updating. But I think it's been improving quite a lot, and some of the problems we had in the beginning, for example, authentication was very buggy, has mostly been fixed. But I can say that this is not something I want to have if I had like 100 different users that I wasn't in contact with that often. As long as you're a small team, you're still growing and developing your product, I think it's great. But for a huge organization, for example, if I was Swedbank, I wouldn't really want to move my entire back office to it just yet. Mm. But I think it shows great promise.
And I think also we did notice earlier this autumn as well, there was 1 week where there were outages on the platform.
That was quite troubling. And well, it disturbed our flow, of course, but there were a way to work around it, but it just meant all our queries were very slow. So we just thought it was our own backend at first, but then we started notice reports from pretty much every corner that there were problems. So yeah, I would say reliability is the main con of it.
But have you looked at competitors?
We have not. So I'm sure there are competitors that are also good, but from what I can have been able to find, Retool seems to be the best alternative out there. And I'm sure for some edge cases there might be better competitors.
And it seems like this non-code tool thing is a very big trend right now. And like, I mean, I was gonna ask, why do you think that is? Of course, it's because it's very useful. And do you think it has like come to a point where you can like, because I thought before it was kind of like, oh, WordPress is sort of like that. But to me, WordPress is maybe not so good. But do you want to talk a bit around the trends of non-code tools?
Yeah, I think it's just natural progression. So I think we started with tools like WordPress because developers were tired of making static pages that all looked the same and just needed some simple CMS solution. And then we had some other no-code, better no-code solutions coming up for making websites that were just static and similar. And this kind of no-code with Retool is just another step where it saves the development team's time. And I think it's just natural that we build things that that save our time if we can. It's just like these GitHub's autopilot, right? That's what it's called, right?
that's all code.
That's all code, but it saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe when you can cut corners, you will cut corners, because that often means you, like you said, save money, save time. You never feel like you're building yourself into a corner, because you know there's always an easy way out, and that's just to rebuild it again. But I don't think no code will ever replace real code, at least not.
That was my second question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when do you think we will be to that point? Do you think it will ever be like that?
Well, I'm guessing like computers can always do whatever humans can do, if they're advanced enough, smart enough. So, but you will still need someone to like talk to the computer and say like what it's supposed to do. So I'm, like you could say, probably will the definition of coding just change to be something even broader, because you always get these abstractions. I don't write machine code for my website. I write JavaScript or TypeScript. And well, I might use some other low code tool to make it even easier later.
Yeah, but it seems like we're gonna come to a point at least where a lot of things are like drag and drop. Okay, cool. And a last little chance to pitch Bemloo to the developers. What are your perks?
Well, I think we do these excursions to different countries, and where we go together as a team to work together for 1 or 2 weeks. So far it's been 1 or 2 weeks. We might do it longer, let's see. And other than that, just daily working. I think we have basic perks that most other companies have, such as, you know, pension and insurances, but we also have breakfast at the office every day, which is quite nice.
A very nice breakfast.
Yeah, it's very nice breakfast, actually. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And
you also get to work in a very, very
fun environment.
Yeah, I would say
I'm a lot of fun.
A team that's very engelskordet, målmedveten, engagerade, engaged. We all like, we're super engaged and fully committed to this product and the problem that we're trying to solve, because well, as programmers, you know that there's a large mismatch of supply and demand of programmers. We, and you might know the numbers, how many programmers the European Union are missing currently.
1 million, actually.
Yeah, and that's even worse for healthcare personnel. So you have a market that's filled with these amazing people who has great educations and a job that they love, but they also have pretty bad working conditions compared to a lot of others, other professions. And we see that Venlo can help make sure that they get a better competitive advantage when they're negotiating for a job, like many of us other people do.
Yeah, what better perk is there than a happy nurse?
Exactly.
All right, sounds super awesome to work at your place, get to travel, fun team, funny CEO, and you get to work with Retool.
Yeah.
Not to forget.
Yeah.
But great, it was great to have you here and feel super inspired to use Retool now. I'm gonna go home and try it out. But thank you so much for coming. It was great to have you here and good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. WeTel Talks is created by WeTel, a coding community with thousands of developers. In our app, you can find your next career opportunity or join tech conversations. See you next time.